Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Way, way back in the day, when I first started doing this show, about 3 years after I started the thing, I was just so intrigued and so fascinated by all the different music I was getting that I'd never, ever heard before. Music that was not controlled by any given industry and that really was creative and independent of itself. And even people like Bill Staines and David Mallet and Gordon Bach, you know, who went back and used folk music as a trade and a craft more than something that some industry said you gotta do. It was more about something you can do, which is really crucial. Something you can do and something you can do for yourself. And if you make a little bit of money off of it, great. If not, you still do it for the love of doing the music, which is an idealistic thing. And the cynics would say, neener, neener, neener. But that's kind of what the whole thing is all about. It's all about doing music for music's sake. And this whole thing of covers and all this kind of stuff is totally eliminated at that point. It's the idea of total sharing. Anyway, I was so enamored and so into everything that I was getting because I'd never heard so much of this stuff before. And some of it was really cool and some of it went by the wayside. But those were the days, of course, when we first heard Stan Rogers and when we first heard, oh, the Battlefield Band and the Bothy Band and Kevin Burke and all these people who really set the stage during the tail end of the folk revival, Steel Ice Band, and people who were continuing the music of Pete Seeger and Arlo Guthrie and Woody Guthrie and Ramblin' Jack Elliott and Bob Dylan and all that, the idea that the music can continue. And of course, you know, there are exceptions. I mean, of course, Bob Dylan, you know, he's definitely industry, but he has the ability now to defy the industry should he choose, which he has done. Anyway, so all these things were coming out. One of the things that really nailed me when it came out, one of the releases was the Well Park Suite. And this is a suite of songs, of tunes, and creative instrumentals with some of the best musicians in Scottish folk, modern folk revival recordings. Some of the very best, mainly members of the group Ossian, and also John Martin, who's now with the Tannehill Weavers, and John Gagan, and folks like that. And William Jackson is a harper, a very creative one. And he put this whole thing together, and it's basically to celebrate the centennial, the 100th anniversary of Tennent's Lager from Glasgow. I don't know if Tennent's Lager is still around. Everything there has gotten so corporate, and now you go to various pubs over there, and they all say Free House above them, which means they're non-corporate owned. But they expand. You know, we have all these brew pubs and things like that over here now, and there are more and more of them. But over there, it's like the real idea of a neighborhood pub is not that just your pub in a neighborhood. It's the idea that you make your own. And so you can go from one village to another and not experience the same beer twice if you do it, especially in the rural areas. And most pub owners brew their own. And that's the way it was a long, long time ago and before the whole standardization thing started to happen. Anyway, Tennent's Lager, and so this is the Well Park Suite that commemorates the Tennent's Brewery in Glasgow. Starts out with Glasgow 1885, and then Life in the City / the March of the Workers, and Mullindinar / the Spring, and so forth and so on. There's a track in here called Fermentation, and there's a big celebratory track, and all of these things happen, and this was composed and done a couple of times, but this is the studio recording, William Jackson and all of his friends and everybody getting together and creating and playing the Well Park Suite. And we've done this about 3 times. We'll do it again just because it'll be fun to do. All righty. The Well Park Suite, William Jackson, and here we go. The whole thing in its entirety. It's about 40 minutes long. Thank you. Well, and there you have it. About the fourth time in our 34-year history, we've played the entire Well Park Suite. William Jackson composes suites. He's got a couple. He's got some thematic things. And then he's got another one called the Island Suite, which is actually much longer, that deals with the Hebrides. And then he's got some shorter ones. The St. Mungo Suite is much, much shorter. And I believe the recording of that is in front of a live audience. He's right up there, I think, with Sean Davey. You hear Sean Davey quite a bit in our classical programming here at Northwest Public Radio. The Derry Symphony, the Relief Symphony, and of course Sean Davey, the Brendan Voyage, the Granuaile Suite, which deals with Grace O'Malley. And his masterpiece is the Pilgrim Suite. And so there are these wonderful suites that, to me, are even better than Riverdance and all of those things. And William Jackson's right up there. William Jackson, of course, who was with the group Ossian, and with his brother George, the late George Jackson, and John Martin, and what was the pirate? Tony Cuff was the singer, and he is also deceased. He died of cancer. And John McDonald, I think, was the piper's name, and he went over to the Battlefield Band eventually. But this is such great stuff because it's an amalgam of so many different types of music, and we heard the Glasgow 1885, and then we heard the Life in the City and the March of the Workers, and the Spring, Malindar, the Spring, the Brewing, the Fermentation, and then eventually the Glasgow Celebration. So there you have it. Good stuff. That album came out in 1985. It is 31 years old, and it still holds up, I think. And there you go. Because that is a labor of love. Got all those folks together, and it was pretty revolutionary when it came out. Speaking of revolutionary, you know there's a great songwriter, and he died, about 15 years back, and we don't think much about Ewan McCall. We should, because Ewan McCall wrote so many classics. And this is one, I'm thinking of recording it somewhere along the line, or at least performing it more. I think it's just a great song about a way of life that is gone by the wayside, the traveling people. Ewan McCall wrote a couple of songs about the traveling people. One was called The 30-Foot Trailer. Farewell to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the traveling man, farewell to the life of the rover. And it's all about that lifestyle. This is another one about that lifestyle. I'm a freeborn man of the traveling people. This is the Dubliners version of said song. And then we'll do the Pogues version of Ewan McCall's Dirty Old Town. And that, of course, is about exactly that. I'm not sure what town he modeled that on, Ewan McCall. Also wrote I'm a Rambler from Manchester Way, and great stuff. Sweet Thames Flow Softly. Yeah. All right, here we go. I'm a freeborn man of the traveling people, got no fixed abode with nomads, I am numbered, the Dubliners.
I'm a freeborn man of the traveling people, abode with nomads, I am numbered. Country lanes and byways were always my ways. I've never fancied being lumbered. Well, we knew the woods and the resting places, and the small birds sang when winter time was over. Then we'd pack our load and be on the road. They were good old times for the rover. In the open ground you could stop and linger or two, for time was not your master. Then away you'd jog with your horse and dog.
and easy, no need to go faster. And sometimes we'd meet up with other people, hear the news or else swap family information. With nomads I am numbered. Country lanes and byways were always my ways. I've never fancied being lumbered.
Shining steel, tempered in the fire. the gusts were swamped. Train the train, buddy, on canal. Kiss my girl by the fostering wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town.
Oh my goodness, the Pogues at their very rogue best. I'm always afraid to play Pogues because I'm never sure if I have to go back and edit. Oh my goodness, 30 Old Town, a live version. And they certainly had a good time. I saw the Pogues live in Glasgow, and they were like that. Actually, before that, the Dubliners, Luke Kelly, the late Luke Kelly, who is revered as one of the finest singers in Celtic music, and he was Luke Kelly of the Dubliners singing, "I'm a Freeborn Man of the Travelling People." Amanda Cully doing playlists. Oh, yes, indeed. Email me at dsanddaniel@wsu.edu or call me at 509-332-5047. Of course, this was an easy hour to do a playlist in with that Royal Park Suite. Didn't take much time at all. Yeah. We're coming back. You hang on, because we have lots more music to go. So just hang on because we're coming back.